or eggs?
Me.
Okay. Go over there and sit by Miss Julie, Peyton. Right over there. She wants to hold you right there. All right. Well, we all got to hunt them, but yesterday at my house, we had a special egg hunt. Okay, I got to tell you about the school. First of all, we have Zane, who's my youngest grandson, and he got to hunt eggs even though he can only crawl. And so we put a blanket out and we put some empty eggs, and he went and got his empty eggs, and he was happy. And then Liam got to go and hunt eggs on the other side of the sidewalk. And did you get a bunch of candy, Liam?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, then, after that, my grown children got to egg hunt. Now, here's what we do. Now, do you know the difference between these eggs? What, Asher?
One's yellow. And one's empty and one's yellow.
You know, Asher, you get me on common sense every stinking time. Okay?
Yeah, one's full and one's empty.
One's full and one... You either cheated and looked ahead of time or you made a great guess, because look, this egg is empty.
No, it was just because I could saw the candy
because
there was another...
Well, it's not candy, it's...
raisins or money.
Money! So here's... Y'all listen, here's what we did for my adult children.
What?
We hid... How many eggs, Mrs. Ashburn?
122.
We hid 122 eggs, and here's, we had 100 eggs with $1 bills in them. We had 20 eggs with $5 bills in them, and then we had 2 eggs with $10 bills in them. Okay? Now, you know, you might think, do you have to pay for your kids to come see you? Yes. Shamefully, I will say, yes, we did. But here's the cool thing. We spread the eggs out all over the side yard of the church, and we're missing 2 or 3 that have $1 eggs in them. So if you want to go look in our yard, you might find them. But here's the cool thing. If you go to the top of that hill, there's a little pit. And I always tell Liam not to get in the pit because it's the snake pit. Now, I've never seen a snake in there before, but as my children were running up there, I said, you need to be careful. There is a egg in the middle of the snake pit. Well, Liam's daddy gets in the snake pit, and all of a sudden I hear him screaming, snake! And there was a snake in the snake pit looking at that egg. So what did they do?
What?
Well, they started thinking, who's going to go in the snake pit and get that egg? Because it has what in it?
Money.
And they don't know if it's a $10 bill or a $5 bill or a $1 bill. So my daughter's husband, Patrick, gets in the snake pit, and he's watching that snake, and the snake's looking at him, and he grabs the egg and runs out. And I thought of that, and I thought of, there's a story in the Bible, and we're about done, so hang on. It's about, it's found in, there's the page. It's called the Parable of the Hidden Treasure and the pearl. And it says this, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. In his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. When he discovered a pearl of great value, he sold everything he owned and bought it. Here's what I want y'all to understand, guys. Listen. The most important thing you can pursue in life, because it's valuable, is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Just recently, this young man made a profession of faith. And one of the most important decisions you can make is a decision to put your faith in Jesus. It's worth everything. And Easter eggs are fun, but what you get when you find Jesus is so much more valuable. Okay? Well, let's pray. Lord, help these kids to look for you. And when they find you, to do everything possible to put their faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen.